Good morning. Wakey, wakey, sleepyhead. Hey. Hey, 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 no need to act all surprised and start yelling, yeah? I may have had to hold you down for a little bit. I didn't want you wandering off again. Last night, those strange people, they tried to lead you away from me. But don't worry. Don't worry, baby. You should feel comfortable right now. I made sure to make it peace and quiet, just so you could sleep peacefully. Huh? Why are you getting upset at me? I was just trying to keep you safe. And this is the thanks that I get? Maybe you're still kind of out of it. Right now, I don't think I can untie you. You're being so aggressive. Relax, okay? You're safe. As long as I'm here, I promise I'll keep you safe. And once you settle down, we can talk about getting you out of those. Now, what should we talk about first? I haven't seen you for days. We have so much catching up to do, baby. I want to know all about you. You want to know how I got inside last night? Hmm? That's a weird thing to ask. But I guess I can humor your questions a bit. You're special to me, you know? And I guess because you're also mine, I shouldn't keep a secret from you, darling. I let myself in. That's how. Remember that time you gave me a key to your place? When you wanted me to feed your cat while you were out visiting your family? Yeah. Then you lent it to me, and I've had it ever since. You're so cute. You shouldn't look so afraid. Wasn't a bad thing for you to give me a key. I know I gave it back, but while I had it, I made sure to make a copy just so I could check up on you, and that's why I could get in. I figured it would be easier too, and you wouldn't have to keep giving it to me. You're just teasing me, aren't you? You would never want me near you, right? You would never mind me coming to your house? Never mind. How did you sleep? You were out pretty late last night, you know? I got worried about you. So worried. So I thought I should check up on you. I mean, I know you said that you were going to be out late with some friends or something about a deadline for a project, but I told you I wanted you to stay home with me and work. Remember? They invited you for dinner, which you didn't tell me about, you know? But I guess it was just spontaneous. Surely you weren't trying to get away from me. You guys laughed and had a few drinks, and then I saw one of them. I saw one of them get too friendly with you. Well, I know this happened because I just knew something like this would have happened. So I was looking out for you. I found you when I was out going for a walk, and I just kept watch over you so that you would be safe during the night. I don't trust people to be good enough to you, to be good around you. So I was watching you the entire evening, and as soon as you and your group came out of the building and you left in one of the cars, I knew something wasn't right. It wasn't just for dinner, was it? You're too trusting of these people, you know? They don't deserve you. They don't deserve your time, your attention. I mean, yeah, you probably don't think anything was wrong, but maybe that is one of your weaknesses. You're just too trusting. I've told you already that you need me to keep the bad people away from you. I'll be here. I'll be all you need right here. There I go again. Getting a bit mushy. I just love you so much. I wouldn't want anyone to hurt you. Anyone to do you wrong. I want you to be mine, and I want to protect you and take care of you. You really don't remember. Maybe you're a bit of a lightweight. More than I thought you were, but I was watching everything that night. You know, you had maybe two or three drinks at most, but don't worry. Nobody put anything in your drink, baby. Oh, it was just the alcohol, but I mean, if they did put something in, I guess I would be much angrier. I guess I can forgive them, but just this once. They probably didn't know your tolerance was low, I guess. But I felt like those girls were being a little too handsy. Maybe that's just because they're idiots. They don't appreciate you like I do. They don't pay attention to you, and they don't know what you need. What's wrong, baby? Oh, that. It's starting to get late, and you need to get comfy. I just wanted to make sure you're calm, and I don't want you to be scared around me. I don't want you to hear what I have to tell you and you think I'm a monster just because I'm looking out for you. I'm sorry, okay? There was just one of them when you were out. One of the girls started hugging you, and she wanted to take pictures with you, and how is that acceptable? How is it acceptable for someone to ask to touch you like that? Makes me so angry just to think about it. Just to think about these people taking advantage of you. They don't deserve to be around you. I'm calm. What do you mean? No, I'm fine. It's just thinking about those people gets me so worked up, but I'm fine now. Because you're here with me. What do you mean it was harmless? I'm not misunderstanding anything. I saw them last night, and how uncomfortable you looked, just being so tense and nervous and uneasy, being around those people who were getting a little too close. Yeah, you already told me, and I know you don't like it when people you don't know well touch you or get close to you like that. You like having your personal space, right? Yeah. Because I know everything about you, and that terrible person dare to even come near you. If they don't know you like I know you, they don't have normal courtesy to treat you well. I had to come in and tell them to put a stop to it. I had to take you home. How is that uncalled for? I did what anybody would have done. Anybody should have done that for you. And someone like me, someone as precious and special to you as me, why would you be embarrassed? Why wouldn't you want me to save you? I didn't tell them I was your girlfriend or anything. I just wanted you to be safe. What did I say? I told them you belonged to me. How is that any worse? I don't understand. I can't say we're dating now. Can't say that I own you. You're so frustrating. You're lucky. I think you're so cute. Now you're freaking out about how you're going to show your face at work. If I were you, I'd be more concerned about the person who was touching you last night. And how wrong you were for behaving like that. I really wouldn't worry about it at all. I was just stepping in and stopping from inappropriate behavior happening between the two of you. And you did nothing wrong. I know they have feelings for you. But don't worry. They won't bother you again, my darling. I made sure to push them in the other direction. What? No, of course I didn't hurt her. What kind of girl do you take me for? She won't go to your boss either, by the way. I asked them if I could come to your work. You know, I've been looking for a job for a while, and I've been on my best behavior. They said that your co-worker, she was a newer addition to the group. Let's just say she won't be keeping her job much longer. She won't be around you anymore, darling. And with her gone, nobody will get in between us. You might think I went too far with this, but I'm the one that brought you home safely. I kept the bad guys away from you. So now, why don't you say, be a good boy, and don't speak up. Leave the ties on your wrists, okay? You owe me. I intervened because it was the best thing for me to do. So I need you tied down a little longer. And don't fight me. I deserve a kiss from you. For all the stress and pain you've put your precious, delicate girlfriend through. I cared so much for you. I was worried to death. I didn't know if you'd make it home safe. And here you are, underneath me, so delicate and fragile, all for me to control. I've missed you, darling. And I want to give you so many kisses to make sure you know you're mine. Amy, are you still angry with me? Are you? Come on. I promise I won't do it again. As long as you don't go out with those strange people. Just stay next to me, and I'll give you anything you want. Oh. Kiss in the world. Just for you, baby. You know, I've always treated you the best. Given you the best kisses nobody else could. All for you. You know, having you dined down like this kinda gets me a bit excited. I never thought about it, but it is pretty pathetic for you, huh? You're tied down under me in the most pathetic pose possible, getting punishment for all your wrongdoings. And now you get to treat me. You can earn my forgiveness, baby. You let me grind against you. And in exchange, if you give me a good time, I'll forgive you, okay? That's all I ask. Because I can tell you're already excited. Does being tied down like this turn you on? It sure seems like it does. Do you like being so pathetic? You're mine, you know. You're all mine. No one else can ever take you away from me. So every time you talk to another girl, I want you to remember how humiliating this is. How you have to be tied down and punished. How you have to have your girlfriend on you, telling you how to behave. It's so pathetic. You need to listen to me, okay? If you don't listen to me today, then I'm going to be much, much harsher in the future. Never forget how much I love you. Nobody else is in my heart. I never want you to leave. And anyone who looks your way, they don't know. They don't know that you cannot be taken away. So be a good boy, okay? Stay with me. You can never leave. Or I might have to hurt you myself. Now be a good boy and come for me. Okay. Come on. And that's so good. If you start going around anymore, I might have to put you on a leash, you know? So how about you take this as a warning? And you make sure you know inside your mind that you're mine and mine alone. I love you, darling. You've been so good.